And tonight that voice took a more solemn tone, that manner a more thrilling meaning, as he sat in the midst of his household circle, the May moon shining in through the uncurtained window and rendering almost unnecessary the light of the candle on the table. As he sat there, bending over the great old Bible and described from its page the vision of the new heaven and the new earth, told how God would come to dwell with men, how he would wipe away all the tears from their eyes, and promised that there should be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, nor any more pain, because the former things were passed away. The succeeding words thrilled me strangely as he spoke them, especially as I felt, by the slight, indescribable alteration in sound, that in uttering them his eye had turned on me. "He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But," was slowly, distinctly read, "the fearful, the unbelieving, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Henceforward, I knew what fate St. John feared for me.